Adventures of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. Jungle Jim is engrossed in a new adventure when a young American rubber planter seeks his aid in finding his wife. He tells Jim how his wife, a bride of only a few months, becomes strangely affected by the jungle drums of the natives. Some mysterious power draws her away from her home and husband into the jungle. On three previous occasions, the young planter, Harvey Stacy, rescues his wife before she reaches the jungle. But one night while he is away securing medical aid for his wife, she and her native maid disappear. Young Stacy and his native boys follow the tracks of his wife and the maid deep into the jungle, and finally a river bank is reached where the tracks end. Young Stacy is concluding his recital of this strange tale to Jungle Jim.
So, according to all available evidence, it appears that your wife really went willingly into the jungle. At no time do the tracks along the trail show any signs of a struggle. It's apparent that your wife went gladly, and that Nori, her native maid, followed her but had difficulty in keeping up with her.
Yes, Mr. Bradley. As much as I hate to admit it, that seemed to be the truth. We searched all the ground around the riverbanks on both sides, but all the signs of their tracks had disappeared.
You said something about ordering your motorboat to be sent up the river.
Yes. Not only my motorboat, but two large native boats as well. The doctor took charge of one party while I took the other. All night and all day for a week, the search continued, and we hardly took time to eat or to sleep. And then we all met at the place on the river we'd used as a base of operations. The doctor, my native headman, Moko, and myself gathered in the tent.
Well, Stacy, I know it's going to be an awful blow to you, but we've got to face the facts. Any further search is useless, utterly useless. We've covered every inch of ground for miles on both sides of the river. Haven't found the slightest trace of a clue. Gone just as surely as if the earth had opened and swallowed her up. You might as well give up.
I won't give up. I'm going on with this if it takes every penny I've got in the world and every ounce of strength I possess.
I
know that somewhere she's alive, held by some strange power over which she has no control. Whoever or whatever it is, I'm going to find it, smash it, bring back my wife.
Well, that, of course, is a very natural and noble effort, Stacy, but I'm afraid futile. These men haven't slept or eaten regularly for a week. You've driven them on to the point of exhaustion. Now, they can't go any further. As for myself, I've already neglected my duties down the river. I can't possibly stay any longer. You see, old man, if there was even the slightest, the dimmest ray of hope, I might be encouraged. But you can readily see it. It's all hopeless.
No, I won't give up. Somewhere there must be someone who can help me unravel this mystery and help me find my wife. I'll spare no expense. I'll organize the biggest expedition ever seen in these parts to find her.
Now, just one moment. I've been thinking. You know, that gives me an idea.
Yes?
I believe there is one man who might be able to help you. That is, if you can find him.
Just tell me who he is and I'll find him.
His name is Jungle Jim Bradley.
Jungle Jim Bradley?
Yes. If my memory serves me right, he makes his headquarters at the Hotel Imperial in Singapore. He's a freelance adventurer who's cleared up some of the most baffling and dangerous cases in the Orient. His services are always in demand. Governments using big corporations enlist his aid, and he's never failed to solve a case. He's in real life here in the jungle what Sherlock Holmes was in fiction in the capitals of Europe.
Then I'm going to find him. He's the man who can solve this mystery. I'll leave for Singapore at once. Moko,
Yes, Master Tracy.
Get the motor ready. We're going down the river to Singapore.
Native boys, all tired, Master Stacy. Sleep like dead men. Cannot make them go.
Never mind the boys. Leave someone in charge to see that they get back to the compound. You get the boat ready.
Very good, Master Stacy. But Moko think it better you rest. You rest little some. You very tired. You get sick, too.
Never mind me. Do as you're told.
Yes. Go along, Moko. Make everything ready. I'll take care of Mr. Stacy.
Yes, Master Doctor. Yes.
I'll go down with you as far as my place, Stacy. That's more than halfway. We can take turns at the wheel, and it'll give you a chance to snatch a little rest.
Oh, thanks.
Much needed rest. Moko's right, Stacy. Unless you let up and get a little rest, you'll be on the sick list.
I want to thank you for all you've done for me, Doctor.
Well,
I appreciate more than I can say, but I can't rest until I find my wife. I simply can't go on without her.
Righto, young man, righto. Now, pull yourself together and we'll be off.
Well, that's the end of my story, Mr. Bradley. I hurried down the river, and luck was with me when I found you just returned to Singapore. I have faith in you, Mr. Bradley. You've simply got to help me. If anyone can find her, you can. Please don't turn me down.
Before I make any promises, you've got to make a few to me, and keep them.
I will. I'll do anything you say, Mr. Bradley, if you'll only promise to help me.
Not so fast, young fellow. First, you're all in. You're no use to me, yourself, or anyone else in your present condition. So first, you've got to turn in. Go to bed and get a good sleep.
But I can't. I simply can't sleep. I can't get my mind off this.
Oh, yes, you can. And you're going to, if you expect any help from me. Kolo.
Yes, Tuan.
You're going to play doctor. I want you to fix up something nice for Mr. Stacy. Something that will make him sleep. A good sleep.
Kolo understand, Tuan. Kolo fix good.
There you are, Stacy. Kolo there is my right-hand man. One of the most intelligent men I've ever met. Loyal, faithful, and blessed with the great oriental gift of patience and never-ending endurance. Now, you put yourself in his care. I'll see you tomorrow and give you my answer.
Thank you, Mr. Bradley. I'll do whatever you say.
Okay. Now, you see that room? Go right in there. Undress and get into bed. Cola will be in to fix you with something that will make you sleep. So, good night, Stacy.
Good night.
Thanks again.
Kolo, that fellow Stacy has been through a great ordeal. The strain on his nerves has been terrific. But I'm afraid he's due for another spell that will be worse. That's why I want him to get all the rest and sleep he can possibly take now.
Be bad, Tuan. You think no chance to find wife?
Kolo, some people see the jungle as a green hell. A place of heat, cruelty, loneliness, fever and madness. His wife was the type that should never have come here. There's little chance that his wife could survive the jungle alone.
You not go to bed, Tuan?
Me? No, I feel fresh as a daisy. I'm wide awake and raring to go.
Time be 4 o'clock, Tuan. Soon come daylight.
Well, in that case, I think I'll make a phone call. We'll wake up Lil and tell her the news. She went to bed early enough. She should have caught enough sleep.
Yes, Tuan. I go now fix Mr. Stacy. Give him nice drink. Make him sleep.
And that's good, Colo. He needs it. Now to wake up Lil. Operator, this is Mr. Bradley.
Yes, Mr. Bradley.
Ring Mr. Vreel's room for me, please.
Very good, Mr. Bradley. I'm ringing Mr. Vreel. She doesn't seem to answer, Mr. Bradley.
Now, operator, keep ringing, please. She's asleep, but I want to wake her.
Yes, Mr. Bradley. I'll keep ringing. One moment, please. Here she is now, Mr. Bradley. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Good morning, gorgeous. You're certainly hard to wake up.
Why, Jim, what's the idea of waking people up in the middle of the night? It's still dark.
Never mind. It won't be long before it's daylight. I just wanted you to get the news.
What?
I had a visitor just after midnight. And what a visitor. Just what I needed. Lil, we've got a swell new case to work on.
Well, Jim Bradley, if you aren't the limit. You realize what time it is? It's 4 o'clock. Now, you go right to sleep. I'll see you in the morning. Breakfast at 8.
Well, how do you like that? She lives for excitement and adventure. When you give her what she wants, she hangs up the phone in your ear. Oh, well, there's always tomorrow.
Yes, there is always tomorrow. A bright new tomorrow filled with mystery, adventure in the depths of the Malay jungle for Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil. But what of young Stacy and his bride of a few months, now held prisoner by some unknown, unseen power? Lost in the trackless depths of that great green forest of dense tropical vegetation, where nature guards her secrets with death on every hand. Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim over this station. Remember, you can follow the adventures of Jungle Jim in the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land like the list of all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Popeye the Sailor, Tilly the Toiler, Barney Google and the Little King, the impish antics of Skippy, the Katzenjammer Kids, the immortal Mickey Mouse, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.